弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you.
看到神在过去这一年在我们教会中的恩典和祝福。
Looking back, counting all the blessings, that God has provided us.
我们又怎能不在他的面前感恩呢？
How cannot we be grateful, in front of him?
看到这么多的弟兄姐妹在今天这个日子一起来到神的面前感恩。
And to be with all of you, with us today to share our blessings.
这也是我们心中应该存的感恩的事情。
It's another thing that we need to be grateful for.
当然我们更看到有我们的公公婆婆赶回来，从远道赶回来跟我们一起聚会，我们更是从心里面感恩。
We also witness our grandfather and our grandmother coming back from a long way to worship with us today.
让我们一起低头有一个祷告。
And let us pray together.
主，我们为你在过去这一年在我们中间的恩典和祝福来感谢。
Dear Lord, we thank you for all the blessings that you have provided us over the last year.
我们就求你在要来的这一年里面更多的加恩典在我们的身上。
And we pray that in the coming year you will bless us abundantly.
使我们可以成为你祝福的出口。
So that we can be a conduit for all the blessings that you have dwelt upon us.
把你的恩典和祝福带给周围所有的人。
So we can bring the blessing and the grace to all those surrounding us.
我们祈求你的圣灵今天住在我们的中间。
We pray that Holy Spirit, you know, will be with us today.
帮助我们一起来数算你的恩典。
Help us count the blessings.
帮助我们一起来思想前的道路该如何的跟随你一起来走。
And also guide us such that we will know how to walk along with you in the coming year.
帮助我们可以更好的被你自己的话语来更新。
So that we will be reformed and be transformed by your words.
使我们每一个人都可以成为你合用的器皿。
So that we be an appropriate tool of you in this world.
为主所用。
To be used by you.
把你的福音传到地极。
And share your gospel to the end of the world.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
All this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.后天就是新年了。
So the day after tomorrow is the New Year Day.
我不知道你们想到新年的时候，你们心里的感觉会是怎么样子。
I don't know about you, you know, what your impression or what your expectation around New Year.
是不是突然意识到今年的 holiday season 就要过去了，已经没有剩下几天了。
Do you feel that the holiday season is almost over, not many days left?
还是说在今年的假期里面你已经很累了，巴不得新年快快的来到。
Or actually you have been quite a trouble and a labor throughout the holiday season, you would rather get it over with.
无论我们的想法如何，新年似乎都代表着一个很特殊的日子。
Regardless what you think, your New Year is a special day.
但是对我们每个人而言，这个特殊的日子的真正的意义到底是什么呢？
But for every single one of us, what does it mean, for this particular day?
我的小时候并不明白真正明白新年的意义。
When I was very young, I didn't really appreciate the meaning of New Year.
我期盼新年是因为那天总是会有好吃的。
I was longing for that day because there were always good food.
我那天可以到外面去跟小朋友一起玩很久，一起来放鞭炮。
I could play with my friends in the neighborhood for a long hour, and also we can play with firecrackers.
其实我渐渐长大，我似乎对新年的认识却反而是更加淡漠。
However, as I have grown older, my enthusiasm for a New Year has become diminished.
只觉得那天是一天假期。
What I felt was that it was only a day as a holiday.
与寻常的假期没有什么区别。
And it's no different from other holidays.
人们庆祝它只是因为习惯而已。
We celebrate it mainly because of history and because of convention.
直到我成为一个基督徒
Until I became a Christian,
我才渐渐地体会到那新年欢庆的意义
Then I truly appreciate and understand the celebration surrounding the New Year celebration.
年终是我们最好的时候来数算神在过去一年里面在我们身上的恩典和祝福
At the end of the year is the best time for us to look back and count the blessings that God has granted upon us.
就像我们刚才所做的一样
Just like what we have done
回想到这样一切的恩典和祝福
Thinking back all these blessings from God
我们的心中又怎能不充满了感恩
How can not be full of gratefulness when we come before him
但是在数算神的恩典的同时，我不知道你们会不会，但是我会。
Well, however, as we count the blessings, I don't know about you, but I will do this.
也常常的看到说，我自己在神的面前的亏欠和不足。
I always recognize my own inadequacy and shortcomings in front of God.
因此更加体会神的慈爱和怜悯。
And because of this, I have extra feeling and appreciation for God's kindness and love.
因为年复一年，神并不因为我们的亏欠和错误来惩罚我们。
Well, year after year, God didn't punish us because of our shortcoming and inadequacy.
凡是年复一年，仍然给我们一个新的机会，让我们可以有一个新的开始。
On the other hand, year after year, He gives us another opportunity so that we could have a new beginning.
我个人认为，这才是我们庆祝新年的真正的意义所在。
Well, in my own opinion, this is the real meaning for celebration of the new year.
因为年复一年，神都是信实的。
Year after year, God is faithful.
因为他仍然宽容忍耐我们，赦免我们的过犯。
He has been patient, accommodating us and forgive us, you know, whatever sins we have committed.
给我们一个新的机会，可以重新的开始。
Give us a new chance for redemption, to have a new start.
年复一年，神用他的恩典和慈爱伴随着我们。
Year after year, He has surrounded us with His grace and love.
并不因为我们的过犯而减少。
And does not become decreasing or diminished because of our own sins.
这难道不值得我们庆祝吗？
Is it not something that we need to celebrate?
我们这些罪人更当到神的面前来欢庆。
All of us sinners need to come before God and rejoice.
因为这本是神的特殊的恩典临到我们众人的身上。
Because this is really a special gift, a special salvation, that God given us.
但是神给我们这些白白的恩典，并不等于说神就不希望我们可以有所改变。
God has given us all these blessings doesn't mean that, you know, He doesn't want us to change.
相反，神一而再、再而三的给我们机会，难道不是希望我们可以不断的成长吗？
Well, you know, God has given us all these opportunities, isn't it not a meaning that, you know, He wants us to grow in Him?
因此，若是我们没有对我们的过去有一个深刻的反思，
Therefore, if we do not have a deep reflection on what we have done over the past year,
或者说我们根本不知道我们在将来的一年我们需要在什么地方来改进我们自己的话，
Or we say we don't know what we're going to do in the new year to transform ourselves.
难道我们不是在浪费神给我们的恩典和祝福吗？
Isn't it a waste of all the blessing that God has given us?
因此我相信每一个基督徒都当在这个时候对我们的过去有所反思。
Therefore, I think every single Christian need to reflect on, you know, what happened over the past.
从而在神的面前有一个新年的立志。
And then make a new year resolution in front of God.
愿神来帮助我们，使我们在当学的功课上面可以有所学习，可以更像他。
And may God help us to learn the things that He wanted us to learn.
但是我们在神的面前当立什么样的心志呢？
However, what type of new year resolution we're going to make?
要知道新年立志不是基督徒的特权。
Well, New Year resolution is not a privilege, or monopolized by Christians.
不信主的人也一样知道新年的除旧迎新的意义。
Those who haven't, accepted Christ also will understand the meaning of, the New Year.
他们也一样有他们自己的新年立志。
And they also have their New Year resolution.
那我们基督徒的新年立志到底与他们的有什么不同呢？
So what's the difference between a Christian resolution and a secular resolution?
其实新年立志的关键不是我们有没有新年立志。
In fact, you know, whether, the key about the resolution is not whether we have a resolution or not.
而是我们怎么来新年立志。
Is how we formulate the resolution.
若是我们思考的方式与不信主的人没有什么区别的话。
If the way of thinking is no different from the secular world,
我们的新年立志就一定会与他们的不会有什么区别。
Therefore, our resolution will not be different from the secular world.
唯有我们自己被神所改变，心意更新而变化。
Only we have been transformed by God,
才能使我们在神面前所立的心志真的合神心意，才能够使我们的新年立志真的与不信主的人所立的有所不同。
Only then will our resolution be acceptable to God and to be compatible with God's will and to differentiate these from the secular resolutions.
因此今天我愿意用罗马书的第十二章一到五节和腓立比书的二章一到三节。
And today I would like to use chapter 12, verse 1 through 5 of the book of Romans, and also from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, 1 through 3,
来跟弟兄姐妹一起思考这个心意更新的问题。
To share with you what I think about this transformation.
我相信罗马书十二章的经文是我们大家非常熟悉的。
I think we are all quite familiar with the scriptures in Romans chapter 12.
所以我在这里不会对这段经文做非常仔细的分析。
Therefore, I'm not going to spend a lot of time doing the analysis of these scriptures.
相反，我会单单地专注在心意更新的这样一个讨论上面。
My focus will be on renewing of the mind.
在第十二章的二节，我们看到说保罗特别提到了说我们要心意更新而变化。
In Romans chapter 12, verse number 2, Paul said, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind."
但是这里的心意更新而变化是跟在不要效法这个世界这个命令的后面的。
Now please pay attention because be transformed by the new renewing of your mind followed, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
也就是说这里的心意更新一定是指着我们要从已有的被世界所训练的同化的思维中走出来。
And what this means is that the transformation, the renewing of the mind need to follow that we need to be liberated from the conditioning that we receive from this secular world.
我们需要有一种新的思维方式来说的。
We have to have a new way of thinking.
这种思维方式一定是会与我们以前所有的方式有所不同。
And this new way of thinking must be different from the old ways of thinking that we used to have.
当我们讲到说心意更新的时候，我相信有一个半杯水的比喻用在这里非常的贴切。
When we are talking about this renewing of the mind, I think this analogy of a half full glass is very appropriate.
乃是说对半杯水这样一个事实是可以有完全两种不同的看法。
Well, if you look at a glass of water which is half empty, you could have two interpretations.
一种看法是只剩半杯水了，乃是隐含着那水会越来越少的这样一个想法在。
One view is that there's only half a glass of water left, therefore your view is that it's getting less and less.
另一种看法乃是说已经有了半杯水，只要再添加半杯就可以满了。
Well, the other view is that there's already a half glass of water and only need another half, then the cup will be full.
那隐含着乃是说那个水不会减少。反而会越加越多，直到满意为止。
And the interpretation is that the water actually would not decrease, but actually would become more and more until the cup is filled.
同样一个事实，却可以有两种截然不同的看法。
For the same fact, there could be two interpretations.
在讲到心意更新这个主题的时候，也是如此。
And when we talk about this topic of renewing of the mind, the same rule applies.
我们对很多的问题的看法完全取决于说我们要从哪个角度去看这个问题。
When we face with many issues and problems, how we react to them really depends on how we face and interpret these issues.
常常我们被个世界同化到一个地步，我们以为我们所习惯的就一定是正确的看法。
Many times we have been conditioned to the fact that we will just follow what we have accustomed to do, and we think that that will be right.
而这正是我们需要心意更新的地方。
And this issue is where we need to renew our mind.
首先让我们来一起思考新年立志这个问题。
First of all, let us look at New Year resolution.
让我们看看说我们需要在这个方面怎样来心意的更新。
So let us look at it from the perspective of how we renew our mind.
也许我们习惯了从个人的角度有一个新年的立志。
Maybe we are accustomed to a New Year resolution for an individual.
也许我们习惯了要有一个团契的新年的方向。
We may also try to set a plan for a fellowship or a Bible study group.
但我们有没有想过，作为一个整个的教会，我们更需要有一个新年的立志呢？
However, have you thought about this as a church?As a whole, have you thought about that we need to have a New Year resolution as a whole?
也许我们太习惯了从个人的角度去思考问题。
Or maybe we are too accustomed to thinking from our own perspectives.
太习惯了从我们的团契的角度去思考问题。
We are too much accustomed to thinking from our fellowship or Bible study group's perspective.
甚至我们太习惯了从中文部或者英文部的角度去思考问题。
One step further, we may be even too accustomed to thinking from the perspective of the Chinese congregation or from the perspective of the English congregation.
我们却很少从一个整个的教会的角度去思考问题。
Rarely we thought about these from the perspective of the whole church.
这个概念对我们来说似乎是非常的陌生。
This sounds like a foreign idea to us.
因为我们虽然知道这个整个教会应该有一个新年的立志。
We know that probably that we, the whole church need to have a New Year resolution.
却好像不知道如何的去做。
But we don't know how to execute or implement.
其实这正是反映了我们需要在这件事上心意更新的这样一个事实。
And this is another reason to highlight the fact that we do need to renew our mind.
如果是我们愿意在这上面有所思考的话，
Let us reflect on this further.
其实也不是没有神没有给我们一些资源让我们可以来有所参考的。
Well, in fact, God did not give us some resources so that we can count on and, you know, and think about it.
当我们刚刚回到教会的时候，就看到一份在我们教会中间完成的问卷调查表。
When we returned to this church, we have encountered a recently completed survey within the church.
虽然这个调查是有它的局限性。
We understand all the limitations about this survey.
但是其结果或多或少地反映了我们教会的现状。
But to a certain extent, it did reflect the current situation of this church.
所以我今天就会结合那份调查结果的一部分的结果来与大家一起来思考我们怎么从整个教会的角度来思考这些问题。
I will draw on some of the findings from that survey today to share with you and to explore with you, you know, this renewing of the church.
从调查的结果来看，神给我们教会的恩典真的是丰丰富富的。
Well, first thing we learned from the survey was that, you know, God has abundantly blessed this church.
其中神给我们教会最突出的恩赐乃是教导。
One of the most outstanding blessings or, that God has given us is teaching.
因为这是所有我们的会众所一同认同的。
And it seems like a consensus among all those who fill out the survey.
也是我们需要继续持守。
And this is also something we need to continue to do well.
但在同时我们的教会似乎也一致地认同我们需要如何把神的话语应用在我们的现实生活中这个方面上更加倍的努力。
However, at the same time, the whole church seems to come to another view or consensus that we need to know how to apply the words of God in our daily lives.
意思似乎神在肯定我们在教导上所做的同时也给我们提出了一个新的挑战。
Well, in the same time, it seems like God has blessed this church with, with the strength in teaching, but it also gives us a challenge, along with this blessing.
就是如何我们在教导上面更加侧重于神的话语的生活化。
And that is how to apply all these teaching into our daily lives.
而使神的话语真正成为我们日常生活中的引导。
So that the word of God will be daily guidance for all of us.
使我们可以在价值观、世界观上都可以得到心意更新。
So that we can be renewed in our value system. We can be renewed in our world view.
当然这是我们从调查结果中可以看到的一个层面。
Now this is something we have learned from the survey.
但是即使从这个层面上来看我们也会发现说我们其实不是不可以以整个教会的角度来看问题。
And also from this finding and from this survey, we found that actually we can and should to evaluate all these issues from the perspective of the whole church.
神已经为我们准备了足够的资源来帮助我们。
God has already provided sufficient resources to help us.
问题的关键是我们愿不愿意从我们习惯的个人团体的视野里面走出来。
And the issue is whether we want to give up what we have accustomed to do, you know, from a personal and fellowship perspective,
而换之以从整个教会的角度来看问题。
And to evaluate all this issue from the perspective from the whole church.
而这是我们需要心意更新的地方。
And this is where we need to be renewed.
其次，若我们愿意从整个教会的角度来看问题的话，我们就一定需要意识到的是，我们是一个肢体。
Second, if we want to look at all these issues from the perspective of the whole church, we need to recognize that we are one body.
不是广义上的一个肢体，而是我们真正需要体会到是我们同属于一个肢体。
It is not a body by name, it's actually we all belong to the same body.
如果说我们是一个肢体的话，我们就应当更好地体会到彼此的需要。
As one body, then we need to recognize the needs of each other.
我的弟兄姐妹的需要就一定也是我的需要，就一定也是我们教会的需要，而不只是他们自己的需要。
The needs of my brothers and sisters, those are my needs, those are the needs of the church, and those are not individual needs.
最近我常常听到说英文堂的弟兄姐妹们在讨论说明年要怎么样专注在传福音的这件事上。
I learned recently from my brothers and sisters from the English congregation that in the new year there will be an expanded effort in gospel ministries.
但是若是我们是真正的一个肢体的话，我们就需要意识到这不是只是英文堂的弟兄姐妹的事工的需要，而是我们整个教会所面临的挑战。
However, if we are truly one body, we will recognize that this is not just the need of the English congregation, this is the need for the whole church. This is a challenge in front of the whole church.
我之所以这么讲，是因为我们若是我们注意到英文堂的弟兄姐妹所面临的传福音的对象的话。
Well, I'm saying this is because, you know, when the English ministry brothers and sisters expand the gospel ministry, we will recognize that.
我们就会发现说，他们的对象是以美国文化为主的族群。
You know, their targets are basically Americans, you know, or people with American cultural background.
也许我们过去的中文部，我们有神的恩典，传福音特别有神的恩赐，我们积累了很多的经验、方式和方法。
Perhaps in the Chinese congregation, we do have some experience in sharing the gospel and accumulated some experience.
但是我们的对象基本上是以中国文化为主的族群。
However, our targets or the folks we share the gospel with are folks with a Chinese cultural background.
因此当我们如今要把福音传给一个完全不同文化背景的族群的时候，我们所有的已有的经验、方式、方法可能都会因此有所不同。
And from this perspective, if we share the gospel to folks from a different cultural background, you know, all we have learned, all the methods that we have developed may not be applicable.
也许这一切都无法照搬过去。
And just cannot be simply transplanted and expect, you know, the same effect.
甚至我们基于已有的经验而有的期望，也可能因为这个对象的不同而需要有所调整的地方。
All these experience, all these expectations, because of the target audience is different, we need to be adjusted.
我相信对我们一个中国教会而言，对美国文化背景的传福音本身就是一个挑战。
As a Chinese church, sharing the gospel with, you know, the American culture, you know, is a challenge.
而且是个很大的挑战。
Also a major challenge.
因此作为一个肢体，我们不可能只让我们一部分的弟兄姐妹去面临这样的挑战。
Therefore, as one body, it's not right for us to let just part of us facing this challenge.
而是应该我们整个教会一起来探索，来思考，我们当如何的来面对这样一个挑战。
And the right thing to do is for the whole church to come together, to explore, to think how to face this challenge.
而在这一点上，岂不是更需要我们心意更新而变化吗？
Now, from this perspective, doesn't it all mean that we need to renew our mind?
第三，我们需要在对教会的认同感上心意更新而变化。
Third, we need to renew our mind with respect to identifying with our church.
我有一个姐姐。
I have a sister.
她还不是基督徒。
She's not yet a Christian.
但她与我交谈久了以后，对教会非常有好感。
However, you know, through me, she has a very favorable impression about the church.
每当当我与我谈起教会的时候，她不是说教会。
Well, whenever I talk to her about my church,
她是说你们那个大家庭。
She said, it's not a church, it's your big family.
至少这是她心目里面对教会的认识。
And this is at least, you know, what she views are the church.
我其实非常喜欢她的这样一个说法。
I love this, I love the way, you know, she characterized us.
因为我们本来就是一个大家庭，同属耶稣基督的大家庭。
Because we are all, in fact, a big family, a family belonging to Jesus Christ.
但是这个大家庭是不是你的家呢？
Now, this big family, is it your family?
换句话说，你是这个家的主人呢，你还是这个家庭的客旅？
Or in other words, are you a host or are you a guest?
我常常觉得判断一个人是不是一个家的主人其实很简单。
Well, in my own view, actually there's a very simple way to discern whether someone is a host or not.
就是看这个人会不会把地上的一团废纸捡起来。
In fact, you know, you can watch whether someone will pick up some loose paper from the floor.
主人就一定会管理、看顾、照看这个家。
Well, the host will always make this house tidy and clean it up and manage the house.
在我们中间的一个属灵前辈。
There is a spiritual leader among us.
在他服侍我们的时候，去自己在我们的教会里面清洗我们的厕所。
When he was serving at this church, you know, he was the one who cleaned the bathroom of the church.
因为他真的把这个地方当作他自己的家。
Because he treated this place as his home.
也就是说，只有你把这个地方当作你自己的家的时候，这个家才真是你的。
Only when you treat this place as your home.This will become your home.
否则，这里只是你的旅馆而已。
Otherwise, this is a hotel or a motel.
也许这个世界让我们觉得说，当客旅很容易，你只需要去享用就可以了。
From a secular perspective, actually, it's easy to become a guest. You can just come in and enjoy.
但是这正是我们需要心意更新的地方。
However, this is another area we need to be renewed.
因为神拣选我们不是让我们做客旅的。
Because God chosen us, not ask us to be a guest.
若是我们一定要做客旅的话，
If we want to be a guest,
我相信我们就一定会得到的是客旅的待遇。
Then we will be treated as a guest.
无法真正的体会到在神的家中神的儿子的丰盛。
And we'll never experience being the son of God, you know, the abundant provision, you know, from God in his house.
若是我们真的认定这是我们的家的话，我们就需要来做主人，来参与教会的一切的服事。
If we identify this place as our home or as our house, we need to come in and be the host so that we participate in all the ministries of the church.
常常听到我们童工来要求支援，因为童工不够，特别是我们的儿童事工。
A common practice or a common complaint from our co-workers is that there's never enough people to serve, especially among the children ministries.
若是你是家庭的主人的话，当你的太太要你帮忙的时候，你的反应会怎么样？
If you are the man of the house, if your wife asks you to help, what will you do?
假装没听见，随他去，还是过去帮忙？
Well, you ignore the plea, so that you hope that it will go away, or you will, you know, gather yourself and help her immediately.
当然我们大家都知道说主日崇拜的重要。
We all know how important, Sunday service is.
我们都不愿意失去这样的机会。
And we don't want to lose this opportunity to worship God.
但我相信在服事的中间，我们却可以学到更多更多。
However, I do know that, you know, we learn more through serving God.
从我个人的观察，我往往看到说那些受洗以后，以教会为家，积极参加教会的各样服事的弟兄姐妹，往往是在属灵上成长最快的弟兄姐妹。
From my own observation, those who grow fastest within the church are those who were baptized and then treat the church as their own house and actively participate in all sorts of ministries.
第四，我们需要在彼此的认同上有一个心意更新变化的过程。
Fourth, we need to renew our mind in the process of identifying with each other.
常常我在想，为什么保罗在讲到心意更新之后，紧接着就开始讨论合一的事情？
I always wonder, you know, after Paul talked about renewing the mind, then he moved on to about unity.
我相信是因为保罗清楚地知道说合一是这个世界所不容易理解的事情。
I think it was because Paul clearly recognized that, you know, unity is this world couldn't really understand.
这个世界的合一是要求我们每一个人都是一模一样的。
From a secular perspective, unity probably means that we all become identical to each other.
这样我们就不会有任何的争执和摩擦了。
Therefore, there will be no misunderstanding, or disagreement.
若是有与我们不同的，我们就与他分道扬镳。
Well, if there are someone who are different from us, we just part way.
因此，这个世界的合一就只是与我们完全相同的合一。
Therefore, from the secular perspective, unity means, you know, we just all become very much like each other.
但这却不是神要我们的合一的内容。
However, I don't think this is what God expected from the unity or form one body from us.
If you know,
the same body formed by the same components,
我们的一个身体都是手的话,
you know, all the components are hands,
we will
all say that this is an unhealthy people.
因为他不会走, 不会看,
Because you know, without the feet, without the eyes, and without the nose, you know, then he would not have all these bodily functions.
And this thing can
only accomplish certain tasks, but cannot react to and rise up to difficult challenges. A healthy body must be formed by components with different functions. And different bodies, different components must have its own specific function. If we miss certain components, then we will become unhealthy. And therefore, what we need to do is really to identify with the different components of the body. We need to recognize that we are interdependent. If we miss certain body parts, then you know, we are incomplete.
其实这种依赖的关系是建立在彼此完全的接纳的基础上。
This interdependence is really formed upon the foundation of accepting each other.
完全的接纳一定是建立在说我们看别人比自己强这样一个认同的基础上。
Accepting each other, complete acceptance of each other must be built upon consider others better than yourself.
就如同保罗在腓立比书2章1到3节所提出的一样。
And this is exactly what Paul said in the book of Philippians chapter 2:1-3.
而这一点上却是我们常常需要心意更新的地方。
And this is an area where we need to renew our mind.
因为现代文化往往强调了我们解决问题的能力。
According to the contemporary culture, the stress is on how we solve problems. And therefore, we are well trained to be those who identify and recognize issues. And therefore, in our personal encounter, we immediately recognize the issue with others. And we probably ignore what issues or what characteristics or attributes from others that deserve more praise.
因此我们在不知不觉中, 在教会, 在团体中, 我们彼此之间都成了解决问题的高手。
Well, unknowingly, within the church, within the fellowship groups and Bible study groups, we have become experts in solving problems.
因此我们都成了彼此竞争的对手。
And therefore, we compete against each other.
而不是那亲密的同工。
And we are not co-workers that lovingly work together.
若是按照这种思路去想的话, 我们就一定会跟我们英文堂的弟兄姐妹讲说, 你们需要更多的传福音。
If we follow this way of thinking, then we will tell our brothers and sisters in the English congregation, you do need to expand your gospel ministry.
但是这却不是神要我们对他们的应该有的认识。
However, this is not what God wants us, you know, to recognize them with.
若是我们按照圣经的教导,看他们比我们强的情况,
And if we really act according to what the Bible taught us, we need to consider others better than ourselves.
我们就会发现这些弟兄姐妹有非常多的值得我们夸耀的地方。
And if we think that way, we will find that you know, our dear brothers and sisters, there are many, many attributes that we can learn from and be very proud of.
难道他们不是在宣教的上面走在我们的前面吗?
Aren't they more advanced in terms of mission ministries?
且不说他们在短宣上的积极的投入,
well, let alone all the participation in short-term ministries.
我们岂不是更看到神在他们中间兴起了很多位的宣教士?
We have just witnessed you know, several of them you know, dedicated themselves to be long-term missionaries.
我们岂不是看到说他们在社会关怀上的大力的投入吗?
We have witnessed their active participation in social concern ministries.
而这岂不是正是我们需要奋力追赶的地方吗?
And isn't it all of us need to learn from?
更何况他们中间十一奉献的比例 是我们中文堂 奉献的比例的近乎三倍呢。
Among the English congregation, you know, those who tithe at least 10% on a regular basis, the percentage is actually three times the similar measure for the Chinese congregation.
虽然他们收入是远远落后于我们中文堂的家庭的收入。
Maybe their net income may be smaller than the net income from the, you know, among members from the Chinese congregation.
若是如此来看的话，我们可以说什么？
From this perspective, what will be our conclusion?
难道他们不是比我们强吗？
Isn't it that they actually better than ourselves?
难道我们不当为他们在主的面前夸耀，为他们感恩吗？
And should not be proud of our dear brothers and sisters and be grateful and bring thanks to God?
同样反过来，我们是不是因此就可以批评我们中文部，我们的门徒训练需要改进呢？
Now, on the along the same line, you know, can we then turn our gun on, you know, the Chinese congregation and criticize them to that they need a better training in disciple training?
若是如此的话，我们就真的没有明白什么是真正的心意更新。
If so, then we don't really understand what is the meaning of renewing of the mind.
我们其实应当大大的感恩。
We should come before God and be very grateful.
因为神大大的使用中文部的弟兄姐妹，传福音给周围的华人，使主的福音大大的兴旺。
Because God used brothers and sisters from the Chinese congregation and share gospels with those, you know, Chinese living among us to further the kingdom of God.
我们更当感恩的是有众多的弟兄姐妹在教会的各样事工上面忠心的摆上，默默的服侍。
Furthermore, many brothers and sisters serve in this church, you know, silently, many time, most of the time, in all of the ministries within the church.
因此我们在需要在对彼此的认识上面有一个新意更新而改变的过程。
Therefore, you know, we do need to renew our mind with regard to how we identify with each other.
不是去看别人的问题，反而是看别人比自己强。
It is not to identify problems from others, but to recognize others better than us.
因为也只有这样，我们才可以彼此认同，共同的真正的成为一个肢体，而成为神的荣耀的见证。
And only this, then we can identify and accept each other to be a truly one body within Christ and be the glory, be the witness of the of God's glory.
因为时间的关系，我不能继续再讲下去了。必须在这里做一个总结。
I'm coming to a conclusion.
从我们刚才所讨论的，其实我们可以看到，我们有太多的地方需要心意更新而变化。
And based on what I just touched on, there are many, many issues that we need to be renewed.
我们刚才所讨论的只是我们需要的很小的一部分而已。
And what we have just discussed is just a very small part of what we need to do.
但是我们更需要认识的是，心意更新不是我们努力的结果。这是神改变我们以后的事实。
However, we do need to know that renewing of the mind is something not we can do ourselves. Actually, it is a result of God's transforming of us.
但这并不等于说我们就不需要做什么。
It doesn't mean that we just sit back and not do anything.
我们需要的是愿意被神改变的这样一个心智。
And what we do need is a willingness to be changed.
就让我们打开我们的心，向神赤裸敞开，愿意被他改变，愿意被他掌管。
So let us open our heart, you know, just open ourselves all to God and willingly accept, you know, the change that he will dwell upon us and to follow his guidance.
愿我们的神用他自己的话语来更新我们所有的意念。
And may God use his own words to renew our mind.
使我们所言所行所立的志向都合主的心意。
So that what we do, what we say, or the resolutions that we make, you will be acceptable to God.
愿神赐福我们每一位和他自己的教会。
May God bless each of us here and bless His church.
让我们有一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，这是你的教会。
Dear God, this is your church.
我们所有的人也都是属于你的。
All of us belongs to you.
就求主在要来的这一年里面。
In this coming year,
按照你自己的心意来改变我们。
Please transform us, renew our mind, change us.
使我们每一个人都可以合你的心意。
So that we all be acceptable to you.
这是奉主耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.